You're listening to the Cobain 50, but not really because we're on break. My name is Martin Douglas.
And I'm Dusty Henry. And as Martin said, we're taking the week off. We've been working hard and getting ahead on some episodes for you. But in the meantime, we want to show you another podcast that KXP's been hard at work on.
Yeah, it's titled In Our Headphones. It is an evolution of our long, long, long running Song of the Day podcast. And on In Our Headphones, our DJs each week will pick some of their favorite songs and share them with the listeners, talking about what makes them so great and what resonates with them personally.
Yeah. And remember, as always, these podcasts are listener supported. So if you like this podcast or other podcasts, consider supporting KXP with a monthly donation of $6 a month would be great to power the Cobain 50 and all of our other podcasts. You can do that at kexp.org/Cobain.
El Cancionero de Kurt will be back next week, paying homage to Kurt in a special episode on April 25th. And our podcast, The Cobain 50, will be back on May 1st, kicking off Asian Pacific Islander Heritage Month and our Pushing Boundaries programming for all the month of May. But we are going to start with Shonen Knife, Burning Farm, the K Records cassette, which is absolutely one of my favorite albums of all time.
In the meantime, enjoy this episode of In Our Headphones, and we'll catch y'all next week.
You're listening to In Our Headphones.
Your chance to discover the songs KEXP DJs don't want you to miss. I'm Janice Headley.
And I'm Isabel Khalili. And this is your never-ending source for new music discovery from listener-powered KEXP. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome, and thanks for joining us on our very first episode of In Our Headphones. And shout out to Chinese American Bear for our great theme music.
Oh, I just love them. Normally, Isabel and I will be taking turns as hosts each week, but today we wanted to welcome you together and also share some details about what you can expect from this show.
Yeah, so every week one of us will sit down with a different KEXP DJ and chat with them about four songs. Three of those songs will be new releases that they're loving, and one will be a song that they choose from any era.
Through these conversations, we'll get to know KEXP's diverse roster of 47 DJs and counting. And of course, we'll discover new music.
Plus, every episode will end with a song recommendation directly from one of our music directors.
And that's from the dozens and dozens of new releases they listen through every week.
They are constantly in their headphones. Finding good new music can be a full-time job.
And since we know that's not everyone's job, we're bringing in the experts to help.
But for those who just want the music, not the talking, we'll still be adding all of these songs to KEXP's Spotify playlist called In Our Headphones, so feel free to follow along there.
Although then you'll miss stuff like Cheryl Waters talking about the live session that took her breath away.
Or her karaoke story. But yes, that is what's coming up on today's episode. So we're going to get to hear from one of KEXP's longest running DJs, Cheryl Waters.
Cheryl is also one of my favorite people in the world, and it was just such a delight to talk to her.
Let's find out what's in Cheryl's headphones.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing great to be talking with you. You're also one of my favorite people in the world. So this is going to be a fun conversation. And I know we both love music and cats.
Yes, we do. So Cheryl, you've been a part of KEXP since April 1994. So this is your 30-year anniversary at KEXP. And I read that you started volunteering at KCMU, which was the University of Washington's radio station before it became KEXP, and that you DJed from 1 a.m. to 6 a.m. every Saturday morning. So what drew you to DJing?
I just loved music, and I feel so fortunate that I walked through the door to be a volunteer 30 years ago, because it's not quite as easy to get on the air now as it was then, and I'm not sure that I would make the cut. But we were an all-volunteer station, and I had already graduated from college, but it was about half students and half people who weren't students at the University of Washington. So I was lucky that I was able to get into the door. But I fell in love with it immediately. I had no training, no experience, just a passion for music. And I mean, that's what college radio is all about, is just learning and exploring. And 30 years later, I still love it as much the first day as I did back in April 1994 when I went on the air for the first time on an overnight show.
Absolutely amazing. Do you remember what the first song you ever played was?
I don't remember the first song, but I do remember feeling super giddy that we could play whatever we wanted. And there was a bin full of all the brand new releases, of CD and vinyl, and that you could go through and see what was brand new and out, you know, the new Built to Spill, the new Smashing Pumpkins, it was all kinds of stuff back then. But I knew that we had the freedom to throw in these surprises from the past. And I remember giving it a try. And I played that song, Midnight at the Oasis.
Yes.
And I didn't feel like it landed. Like I said it in the middle of like an indie rock set of all brand new stuff. And I was like, yeah, no, that didn't work. And I can count on one or two hands how many times that's happened in 30 years. But that was my first show. So I don't remember my first song, but I do remember like, wah, wah, wah.
That is so funny. Oh, my gosh. So not only are you the host of the Midday Show, but you're also KXP's Creative Director of Live Performances. And I know you've been a part of thousands of in-studio sessions, but do you have any personal favorites?
I can't pick just one because they're so different. But a couple that I always talk about that I come back to, that, like, I'm not going to, like, go on record and say it's my favorite in studio of all time, but I remember when London Grammar came in. I don't even remember what year it was, a long time ago. And they were really young, and they showed up. They just had, like, T-shirt and jeans on. It totally didn't match the sound of their music. You know, sometimes bands just really dress up and, you know, want to look smart on the air. They even have, like, special sort of costumey things. And they were just kids, and they just, you know, showed up in T-shirt and jeans and went. And we only heard, I think they only had like two or three songs out. It was an EP. And I was like curious, you know, to hear what else they were going to share with us. And a lion roars, but you know, listen. At the first note of that, it literally took my breath away. I almost couldn't breathe. I mean, her voice is so gorgeous, and the music was just so beautifully presented. And I mean, I think I was actually speechless after the first song. And what I love about KEXP and Studio Sessions is that they are mostly live. And we did that by necessity when we're just scraping by as a nonprofit radio station and we didn't have the budget to tape the sessions and then pay someone to the time to edit them later. So we just did them live because that saved money. And I think that creates a magic that can't be replicated when you know you can do something over, you can edit a mistake out. And so in many of the sessions that are memorable to me and to listeners who get in touch with me later, or I'll run into them and they'll talk about a session, a lot of times they're really moved by my reaction to the session. And they remember that and they talk about it. And probably it's because they can connect because they had that same feeling. And it was really meaningful for them to see me react the same way they felt.
So, Cheryl, what's been playing in your headphones lately?
Well, that's always a really hard question for me. And if it wasn't you who had asked me to do this podcast with you, I might have declined every year. As you know, I have a hard time pulling together my top albums of the year. And when someone always says, what's your favorite? I don't I'm just like a deer in the headlights. And I'll tell you, the reason is because I am a KEXP listener and a KEXP fan. Yep. And there is just so much music discovery happening every single day. So when someone asks me to pick my favorite, I just go blank, like a blank stare. And I can't think of anything because there's so much. So I feel like my caveat here is going to be I'm going to share a handful of songs with you, but there's like 50 more that I didn't bring to the table today. So you just need to listen to KEXP to discover all those others. But I want to talk about a song from a Danish Faroese artist called Brimheim.
I'm trying hard not to fight. A piece of you is lodged in me when we fell through the ice.
It's from the newest album, Rat King, and the song is Fell Through the Ice. And the artist has been around for a few years. There was a 2022 album, and KEXP actually even did a live session with Brimheim in 2022 from the Spot Festival in Aarhus, Denmark. So we have some live footage of a session on our YouTube channel, which is just magnificent. But I just really love this song. I actually love the whole album. So, you know, appropriate to me, I had a hard time choosing these artists to share with you today. And then I had a hard time choosing one song from the album. But it's really just a winner from beginning to end. And I chose the song Fell Through the Ice, which actually Helena Heinesen Riebensdorf, who is the person behind Brimheim, said that that's actually her personal favorite song, and she wanted it to be a single, but she was outvoted. And it is just so gorgeous. It represents everything about a breakup that you don't want to face, she says lyrically. And it starts out like a singer-songwriter indie rock tune, and then it takes this turn into prog rock. She said that she wanted to go into a direction that was harmonically destabilizing and put these weird chords together that made the song challenging to sing. But she felt like that was cool because it gave her something to puzzle out and work through and creating a vocal melody that would be interesting. And she had said that she'd heard Mitski do something similar in a song and that inspired her. But I just really, really love this album and this song in particular. At times, it's got kind of an indie pop sound. It's grungy. It's got this electronic undertones and these beautiful, life-affirming vocals just soar. It's really just such a gorgeous record.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this sounds incredible. Let's take a listen. This is Brimheim and Fell Through the Ice. Oh, that was fantastic. So Cheryl, tell me about this next track.
Okay, I am completely enchanted with this one. It's from the band English Teacher. They're from Leeds, and the song is called R&B, and their album, This Could Be Texas, out on April 12th. I am so excited. I actually haven't even heard the full record yet, but I know that it's going to be one of my top records of 2024.
Got a taste of what it feels like to be close enough. Mind right so I can keep it up.
I just love this song, and I actually, the first time I heard it, I went in just, oh, here's a new song from English Teacher. I'm so excited to hear it. And I didn't know until I was listening to it that they name check KEXP repeatedly at the end of the song. Oh. And I was like so surprised. Like, that's not why I love it. This is actually a style of music that I have a particular fondness for. Vocalist Lily Fontaine has this talk singing style that is really appealing to me. And it's sort of like, if you know the band Dry Cleaning,
oh yeah,
their vocalist Florence Shaw sings in this style. And she's just sort of calmly narrating the songs. And there's a whole crop of young UK bands that have this talk singing style to varying degrees, like Squid and Shame, Fontaine's DC, Black Country, New Road. Yeah. And it's not a new form. In fact, there's a German word for it called Sprechgesang. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. But it's not rap in that it doesn't necessarily have the same rhythmic flow and beats. The artists sometimes half sing and half talk, but I really love the style. And you can even think of some older artists that have it, like the Velvet Underground or Lou Reed, kind of Nick Cave, Cake.
Totally.
There's a newer band called Cheekface.
Oh, I love Cheekface. Yeah.
A little bit. Even maybe Courtney Barnett. But I really love the way English Teacher does it. It's just this sort of, I don't want to say monotone, but it's just really great. I mean, you can hear it in the song, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, let's check it out. This is English Teacher and the track R&B.
I can't be writing R&B for you. I've been making me a coffee while you've been about to sleep, and I'm so sweet for you. Can't be writing
You just heard a snippet of English Teacher and the track R&B, and you can find that on their debut album, This Could Be Texas, which just came out last week. All right, let's move on to our third track.
Well, I'm really excited about this band. They're a very new discovery for me, and they're from West Java, Indonesia. They're called Lair, and we recently had them come by and tape an in-studio session at KEXP, so definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel, because you're going to want to get notification when we launch that video. They've just come on my radar. They were formed back in 2018 or thereabouts, and this is their second album, and it's called Nyalar. And it was produced by Go Kurosawa of the band Kikagaku Moyo, which is how they got on my radar. And it's come out on his label Guru Guru Brain in February. And they describe themselves as soul funk, but their music is so rich and sonically complex, and it just envelops you in atmosphere. And this new album has a mix of upbeat and slower tempos, but so many of the songs, including this one, really make you want to dance. And I just get so giddy listening to their music. And the song that I'm sharing is called Tatalu. And the band take inspiration from classical traditional Pantun tarling. And that's a form of grassroots musical performance art that is very popular in their region in Indonesia. And as I understand it, in classical tarling performances, the musicians give an opening performance as sort of an offering to the audience. And that's lovingly referred to as Tatalu. And so in this tradition, the song which we're sharing today, Tatalu, is the one that opens the album, and the band is trying to sort of sonically recreate this frenetic vibe of traditional Pantura and welcoming people into the performance. And it definitely gets the party started. It is just an awesome upbeat song. It's got a fuzzed out guitar, bombastic percussion, and these infectious group vocals, and it's a wonderful start to an album that is incredible from beginning to end.
You just heard the Indonesian band Lair and the song Tatalu. And you can find that on their album
Nyalar.
Thank you. So Cheryl, while In Our Headphones is mostly focusing on introducing new music, we asked you to come today with a song from any era, any genre that had a special meaning to you. Can you tell us about what song you picked?
Well, before I do, I want to preface it once again to say how difficult it is for me to use the word favorite when describing music. And obviously, I've been listening to music for a very long time. And to think of a foundational track or an artist for me was quite a task. You know, people, of course, want to ask me all the time, who's your favorite artist of all time? And so I just picked one because every day I have a favorite new artist. Mm. And I often say Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, because that was music that was really, you know, inspirational to me and foundational at a time in my life where I was really having my favorite music. But I have a new favorite artist every day. And I thought about bringing in a Neil Young track. Or the other days I was listening to a song from Black Pumas and I'm like, that's the track I'm going to bring in. So every day there's something that really has a deep meaning to me. But I had to pick one. And on the day that I picked it, I just decided to go with the band Heart. And they were a band that were formed in the mid-70s and rose to massive fame. And they were from the Pacific Northwest. And I actually was living in Miami, Florida, which is where I grew up as a child. I moved out here at 14. And so when I first heard them, I was living in Florida. And it was a big part of the music that meant a lot to me at an age where I was choosing what music that I loved. You know, I wasn't just influenced by what my parents were listening to. And I just remember loving Heart, that mix of hard rock, heavy metal, but also these beautiful folk influences. And Anne had these powerful, gorgeous vocals. Seriously. And also played the flute. And then Nancy shreds on guitar, very influenced by Jimmy Page and Led Zeppelin, which is also a foundational band in my music history. And they're just badass. They are still beautiful. And mostly I just loved the songs. And it's interesting because when I was thinking about talking about them in depth with you, I realized, you know, I've made a career over many decades of interviewing bands, and I do a lot of deep research. And so I end up learning a lot about them and have all this knowledge in my head. And I realized that one of my favorite bands of most of my life, who are from the town that I've lived in now for decades, they're, you know, from Seattle, I know actually very little about them. I just love them. I really can't give you, you know, sort of like a history of Heart. And I think that's hilarious because I live like blocks away from where Anne and Nancy grew up. They live like, they grew up like a stone's throw from the KEXP studios.
No way.
But I do know that the song that I'm playing, oh, and also, I mean, every song is a hit.
Yes. So,
and I do love the beautiful, you know, quieter tunes, but I decided to go for Crazy on You. I just really love when Anne's vocals just go out into the stratosphere and Nancy is just like, as I said, just shredding on that guitar.
Seriously.
And this is a great, great example on that. And incidentally, I've only done karaoke once and I did it just a few years ago at a radio conference in Philadelphia. And I decided to, I was forced to do it. And I decided to do this song because I knew every word to it. And I learned many things that night. Number one, when you do karaoke, the songs you think you know every word to, you really just know the chorus. And number two, I cannot even begin to try to sing like Anne Wilson. And it was a very forgiving and loving crowd, thankfully, and they did sing along with me, but I butchered it. And I thought I was gonna nail it because I know I wail along at top volume to that song every time I play it. And I still play it on KXP all the time.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could have been there that night.
There might be video somewhere. It's definitely not on KXP's YouTube channel, thankfully.
Well, it's a song that we all know and love, but let's take a listen to it. It is the iconic duo Heart and Crazy on You.
And let's sing along together.
Yes. Just heard a little bit of Crazy on You by Heart, and it was an In Your Headphones pick from DJ Cheryl Waters. Cheryl, it has been such a delight having you as our inaugural guest on the podcast, and I have to thank you not only for being here, but really for everything, my whole career at KEXP. I owe it all to you.
Oh, well, that's not true, but it's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely.
What a killer song to end on. A little taste of Seattle music history, alongside learning more about Cheryl Waters and her history in radio here at KEXP and with the live sessions. I really couldn't imagine a better first guest for In Our Headphones. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm Isabel Khalili, and I'm your other host here on the podcast, taking over from Janice to finish out the episode with our regular music director feature. Today, I'm joined by Chris Sainley. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Isabel.
So, Chris, you are our music director at KEXP. Can you explain what that means for people who might not know?
Yeah. So, I essentially am in my headphones all day, every day, listening to the newest of the new and selecting the best of our best for our DJs to get out in rotation. And, you know, here at KEXP, we're really unique and function much differently than a lot of radio stations out there. So instead of like creating a playlist that's going to get played repeatedly throughout the week, I'm really just, you know, curating for our curators who then are able to take selections from our rotation and choose what they want, whatever's going to fit their show, their vibe.
And you are just pretty much on a day-to-day basis, would you say you're listening to music like 7 hours, 8 hours a day?
At minimum, yes.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, your music reviews and the way you build rotation are just incredible, and we're lucky to have your ears. So normally on this podcast, we're just going to get one song recommendation from you, sharing the best of the best of what you've heard from that week. But because this is our first episode, I thought it would be nice to get a foundational track from you as a way to help us get to know you and what brought you, you know, to a career like this. So which foundational song did you choose to share with us today?
It was very hard to narrow it down, but after kind of, you know, thinking about it and my kind of journey to new music discovery, it brought me back to Rilo Kiley's The Execution of All Things.
Great choice. What does this song mean to you?
This song, it feels like a little personal time capsule. I feel like it really, really takes me back. So a little bit of my backstory. I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and we didn't really have good new music discovery radio to turn to. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of listening to the classics, what, you know, my parents and friends introduced me to, top 40 radio. And I was drawn to artists, you know, like David Bowie, Patti Smith, Stevie Wonder, Radiohead. And I, of course, could have like picked something from that canon. But it was really just like going back to what opened the gates for me in terms of just like the breadth of music that's out there. And new music discovery in and of itself was just discovering our local record label, Saddle Creek Records. And so I was just trying to consume as much as I possibly could. And that's just when everything really changed for me. And I was finding, you know, like Bright Eyes and Tilly in the Wall and, you know, Cursive and all of those like really hit, and it was Rilo Kiley that like super stood out to me. Fronted by a woman, which was, you know, not as common then as it is today, and you know, more women in music forever. And then I also just like recognized Jenny Lewis from like Troop Beverly Hills. I was just like, who is this? What? Okay. And the song just like, it really hits. It has this really cool build that starts off super subtly. And then you have like those synths that kick in and these incredible guitar tones and just a really commanding performance from Jenny Lewis. It really connected with me, and I just remember that moment in time so vividly, and just trying to find as much music as possible, which has kind of led me to where I am today. It's just like, I want to hear everything. So I get to thank Rilo Kiley for being a big piece of that puzzle for me.
Soldiers come quickly, I feel the earth beneath.
The nostalgia of Rilo Kiley is a perfect lead-in to your next track, because this song also kind of brought me back to the high school feels, even though it's a new song. But can you share what this song is?
Yeah, I chose Hammer by Hanavu. When I first heard this song, my initial reaction was just like, okay, fuck me up, Hanavu. Because you're so right. It just like, it hits you in all of the emotional feels on this song. And, you know, the song structure itself is pretty simple. It has like one true verse and then a repeating like pre-chorus and chorus. Mm-hmm. And thematically, you know, it really deals with that feeling of being lost and searching for answers, but also wanting to just like run from your problems.
Or stew in your problems and just...
Yeah, right? Who can't relate to that?
Definitely. And that's, I think, what about it brought me to high school, and that feeling of like being overwhelmed by what you're feeling and needing to kind of sit with it and repeat it, and often listening to the songs on, you know, repeat for days.
Oh, totally. And I could like easily listen to this song on repeat for many, many listens through. Just like, again, with Rilo Kiley, I was kind of talking about that build, that crescendo, and you definitely have that in this song as well. Like, it starts with that pretty simple guitar strumming and Hana really like singing in her lower register, which I love so, so much. And I think that just like exacerbates that kind of numbing feeling of being lost. And then just throughout the song, you get more urgency and more layers added with like additional vocals and like heavier guitar and just more layered instrumentals. It's just, it's a perfectly executed song, I think.
It's really like, great.
Yeah, like angsty bedroom pop with all of the feels. We need it.
We all need that sometimes.
It's been a long
So, interesting story about this. I feel like you and Cheryl are a perfect matchup for this first episode too, because before me and you recorded, actually Cheryl had chosen this song for her, one of her picks for today's episode. And then she ended up changing it. But I was like, you know, we were going back and forth like, oh, Chris, you're going to need to change your song because Cheryl picked that song. And I think it just, I didn't think that would happen very often on this podcast, but literally episode number one, we already had that happen. And
Of course it did, which I love so much. I adore Cheryl with my entire being, and am unsurprised to hear that we're going to maybe pick the same song.
Very aligned. So. Yes.
Yes.
Well, it's a great song, and I'm glad that you picked it. So thank you so much for sharing some music with us today, and luckily, we get to talk to you again next week on In Our Headphones.
Thank you so much, Isabel.
That was the song Hammer by Hannah Vu, and it was introduced to us by KEXP's music director, Chris Sainley. Before that, Janice was talking with Cheryl Waters. You can hear more of Cheryl's song choices every weekday live on the Midday Show at 10 to 1 Pacific Time or on demand anytime on the 2-week archive at kexp.org or on the KEXP app. And that was it for our first episode. We really hope you've enjoyed learning about what's in our headphones these days at KEXP, and hopefully these songs will be in your headphones soon, too. You can find all the music from this episode on KEXP's In Our Headphones playlist on Spotify, and consider buying the music you love directly from the artists. Bandcamp is a great place to do that. And if you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. And we'd love to hear from you if you have feedback. This is a new podcast, and we're hoping to grow and evolve it. So hearing from you, our listeners, is important in doing that. You can write to us directly at our very cute new email address, headphones@kexp.org. KEXP is an independent nonprofit radio station, in case you didn't know, so this podcast and all of our programming is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. If you'd like to be one of those generous supporting listeners, you can make a donation of $6 a month at kexp.org/headphones. Or, of course, just by listening, by sharing this podcast, you are supporting us as well. So thank you. In Our Headphones is hosted and produced by Janice Headley and myself, Isabel Khalili. Audio was mixed by Emily Fox, and our director of editorial is Larry Mizell Jr. Our wonderful theme song is How Ma by the band Chinese American Bear. Tune in next week, where I'll be talking with Kevin Sir, the co-host of KEXP's Indigenous music show, Sounds of Survivance. I'm Isabel Khalili. See you next time on In Our Headphones from listener-powered KEXP, where the music matters.